Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 4, verses 29 and 30. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Having been ordered by the Jewish council to keep quiet, Peter and John returned to their Christian friends to update them. Their response was to pray, and what a beautiful prayer it is. You would have understood if they'd asked God to sort out their opponents, but they didn't. They simply asked God for more boldness so that they could continue their ministry. And they prayed for yet more miraculous signs and wonders. The pressure of the authorities wasn't going to silence them for a moment. I've had the privilege of meeting with a number of Christians who suffered greatly for their faith. During the communist era, I visited Romania and met Christians who faced repeated threats because of their faith. In Pakistan, I recall meeting a man who'd been rejected by his family and thrown out of his village because he became a Christian. He had been threatened with death if he returned. I have so much respect for those who've had to exhibit real courage and boldness to maintain their Christian witness. Such threats are not typical of our society, but it still requires considerable boldness to speak up for Jesus when people are instinctively suspicious and even nervous of those who have strong religious convictions. We need to pray for godly boldness so that we speak up for the Lord, whatever reaction we face. So let me ask you a question. Do you consider that you need more boldness to speak about your faith? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to share the good news with grace and with boldness. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.